Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Darla of Dork podcast. Today I'd like to tell you about something that happened to me, and I can't remember exactly how old I was, but suffice to say, I really have a feeling that if I had gone along with this person or believed this person, I would not be speaking to you right now. So I'm going to tell you this slightly creepy story, and I'll be back in a minute. It was in about 1973 or 1974, and I was about 8 to 9 years old. And we received a call on the house phone. And keep in mind, this is, of course, the days before caller ID or anything. You just have to pick up the phone. We didn't get as many junk phone calls as people get today, so it wasn't that big of a deal. So anyway, the phone rang. I answered it. And it was this guy. It kind of sounded like somebody who was maybe late 20s into the 30s. How can you really tell by a voice? But that would just be, well, I can still kind of remember the voice. But I answered the phone, and the guy says, "Oh, hi, what's your name again?" You know, finally, because I didn't put it in there. He's like, what's your name again? I said, Darla. "Oh, yeah, that's it, Darla. I'm calling because, you know, I talked to your dad. Did your dad tell you he talked to somebody?" And I was like, "No, I don't think so." "Oh, well, you know, your dad and I, he was talking to me about taking some photographs of you, making some portraits of you, and he didn't tell you about that?" "No," I said. And I'm thinking, that's kind of weird. And he said, "Oh, well, anyway, he talked about me making some portraits of you, and he was trying to go on," and I said, "Well, no, I think if I was supposed to have or going to have portraits, my dad would have talked to me about it, so I'll talk to him first." And I basically kind of cut him off, and I hung up. And even though at that age I didn't really think that somebody would abduct me, sexually assault me, rape me, kill me. You know, I just didn't have any thought about that. My thought was more like, number one, I really didn't want to have my pictures taken. I didn't like having my pictures taken. And number two was like, you know, I'm sure my dad would have talked to me, you know, my mom and or dad. Somebody would have said something and about that. And number three, it just seemed kind of strange. Like, the conversation seemed not quite natural. I was pretty intuitive, I guess, about stuff like that. But I'm really glad that I listened to that inner voice, that intuition. As I listen to this podcast again, and just so you know, I do try to listen to it all the way through at least once before I publish it. Sometimes I may just jump through it to make sure that it's all recorded properly. I do that kind of thing because I love you. Sometimes I listen and I hear other things. And in listening to myself, I could hear that this story still upsets me somewhat. And it's probably because as an adult, I'm really feeling the danger that I was in at the moment, even though I was too naive to really know it was danger. As a kid, I thought, this person's trying to trick me. Why are they trying to trick me? Well, I don't have time for this, thank goodness. But the fact that I knew that my parents would communicate with me about anything that involved me, you better discuss that with your kids and make sure that your kids know that if there is anything like that, that you will be discussing it with them. So nobody can try to pull that ploy. I'm sure that ploy is still being used. And you just got to stay up to date on the things that they're trying, because you want to make sure that your child talks to you and not to a dangerous stranger. Because I have no doubt if I had gone to supposedly get my photos taken, I probably wouldn't be around. So that's really scary to think about, that perhaps this person wasn't that good at that point. And so I could see through him, but that something wasn't right. But I bet at some point he did succeed. So if anybody has research skills, you can see if there were any horrendous murders in Southeast Michigan in the early to mid-70s, all the way through the 80s probably. But it just makes me wonder who I was in a brush with. So keep those lines of communication open with your kids, and everybody stay safe. I know we're so focused on coronavirus that we might miss things like other dangerous things like predators that are around us or our kids. So trust people, but also trust your intuition, I guess is my best advice as a mama. And I will talk to you all later, and love you all. Bye.